Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
More on the government's green light for China Southern Airlines to fast-track tourist visas for their wealthy Chinese passengers, with New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters claiming that the Sky City Casino was involved in the deal. For the second day in question time, Mr. Peters had Immigration Minister Nathan Guy on the mat.
Is it not a fact that Sky City Casino in Auckland has been pushing for this fast-track scheme for years?
But Mr. Peters' facts were disputed by the Minister and were not enough to convince the Speaker that he should make Nathan Guy answer the question.
I asked, was Sky City Casino involved with respect to these rules, that the new rules, were their high rollers now taking advantage of these new rules already?
Order.
And there's nothing provocative in a few facts in this House.
Order, actually. Question time is not a time to lodge facts with the House. It's a time to ask questions.
So Mr. Peters put this question to Nathan Guy.
Given that the New Zealand Police lists common Asian crime syndicate offences as, quote them, extortion, drug trafficking, identity fraud and people smuggling, end of quotes, why would anyone accept the Minister or his government's assurance that members of Chinese gangs such as triads and other criminal syndicates will not be able to exploit the Southern China Airlines frequent flyer scheme to get into New Zealand? And that is exactly what the officials are now warning. How can you give that assurance in light of that?
Nathan Guy stood his ground.
I'm satisfied that Immigration New Zealand have robust processes in place to manage the risks that the member is talking about.
Mr. Peters then tried to trap the Minister with his own press statement.
Point of order, the Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Speaker, I seek to table a statement saying the waiver will not be available to non-Chinese nationals or to those who have never travelled overseas before.
Is this a press statement?
It's a Minister's statement.
Yeah, no, we don't table Minister's statements.
We just said it was an assertion.
No, we don't do that.
Mr. Peters was joined in grilling the Immigration Minister by Labour's Trevor Mallard, who put this question to Mr. Guy.
Was Sky City involved in consultations or negotiations on this arrangement?
The Honourable Nathan Guy.
Mr. Speaker, not as far as I'm aware, no.
But then Mr. Peters came back with this.
Speaker, in the light of answers given by Mr. Guy, Minister, today, I seek to leave the table Wednesday, August 31st, 2011.
Order, what's the document?
It is Travel Trade.
Would the member please tell the House the source of the document?
Yes, Travel Trade is a Pacific Pride, it's a magazine,
okay,
exclusively within the industry. I'm giving you the date, 31st of August 2011, confirming Sky City's in conversation with China Southern Airlines and the casinos in talks on making the visa process easier.
Leave us sort of table that document. Is there any objection? There's no objection.
Not so successful when it came to tabling documents was Green List MP Julianne Genta, as Rhys Lyon explains.
Point of order, Julianne Genta.
I seek leave to table the state highway traffic volumes from New Zealand Transport Agency, which show that they haven't grown in over a decade on the route of the Cavite Expressway.
Leave us sort of table that document. Is there any objection? There is objection.
Ms. Genta was looking to support a claim made in one of her earlier questions.
Why is his government spending 85% of the budget available for new capital projects on a few state highway projects and less than 5% on making it easier and safer for people to walk, cycle and take better buses and trains?
That question was fielded by Finance Minister Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I suppose the main reason is because on our planet there's people, and most of those people, in fact over 85% of passenger trips are in cars. And so they need roads, so we're going to make sure the road network is more efficient.
And that exchange came following this question from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Does he agree with Pure Advantage, who have identified our natural biodiversity as one of the main competitive advantages of our $20 billion jobs-rich tourist industry? And why, therefore, is the government cutting funding to the Department of Conservation?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, funding has not been cut. And in fact, the Department of Conservation is getting ahead because they've understood they, like the Greens, do not have a monopoly and a sort of moralistic superiority about green stuff. Every New Zealander is interested in it, and more of them would like you to show respect for it.
Finance Minister Bill English.
If you report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.